We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Parkins and Spiegel, these guys are going to be incredible and amazing. And they started talking over my promo for them at the beginning of the show. And here we go, Jim. Tony! Oh, Jim, we can start the show right now.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
New pitcher in the ball game. It is Joe Kelly on for the seventh time.
Joe Kelly the other day spent some time with our friends Danny Parkins and Matt Spiegel.
Yes.
He was impressed by the big building
and the downtown
and the fancy studio.
And then we came in and we actually do it in person and we have these microphones. He wasn't like, not very impressed with the chairs, though. Joe Kelly did not like the chairs.
Well, no, he was all right with the chairs.
I was in there before the thing trying to lower it, and I couldn't lower it.
I figured it out.
What's going on with the chairs? I picture like Tom Doerr talking about the powder in Michael Jordan's eyes, or like this is like a Seinfeld thing. We're going to see Joe Kelly tomorrow night. His back tightens up. He's got in the mound.
The chair was too high.
Right, Shaq tripping over Larry David's feet.
And now Kelly might have hurt himself. Looked like he grabbed the hamstring.
Texas, hey, what happened with that little toss with the baseball? What happened?
Oh, Dad,
I couldn't see. I rolled it,
and there's this part of the console here that's cut out. So, a big belly, if somebody on the broadcast crew had a big belly, can go in there, and it fell off and onto the floor. But he's a professional. He reached down and grabbed it.
Yeah, I was worried he's going to have an IL stint there, bending down to pick up that baseball awkwardly.
Tanny is just convinced that we are going to injure a member of the White Sox just for coming in proximity with us. Okay. And I assume mostly me.
I think the left hamstring might have stiffened up on
it. It's going to have to come out.
It did.
All right, Speaks, what are we dorking out with here?
Hey, Joe, would you hold that, grab that baseball?
I can't pitch.
It fell down now.
That's tough, the way he's been pitching last couple outings.
No doubt about it.
Hey, Joe, would you hold that, grab that baseball?
Oh, it fell down now.
And now Kelly might have hurt himself.
Oh, it fell down now.
The hamstring.
Oh, it fell down now.
Let me just rain on this parade here.
I hurt myself today.
It's a hamstring.
To see if I still feel.
I mean, nobody said it'd be easy.
I focus on the pain.
Today I blame
Danny Parkins and Matt Spiegel.
The only thing that's real.
Danny's the mush.
Yes.
Am I Matty Mush?
Yes.
One, two, three.
And here we go, Tim. Here we go. Here we go, Tim.
Here we go, Tony.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show, afternoons from 2 to 6 on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Speaks.
Yeah.
We have no rebuttal. Like, that is checkmate. Tanny has admonished us, mostly me, for disrespecting the baseball gods so many times in the few years that we've worked together.
Yes.
He called it, man. His next outing, strikeout.
He looked so good.
Hamstring.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The hamstring. That's not supposed to come after the two strikeouts, right? It's supposed to get the third guy and get out of the inning.
Yeah.
That's rough. That there's a moment there, and you can see it on the video, or you heard it there on the audio, and then slowed down lovingly, where the ball careens off the console onto the ground and Joe Kelly starts to reach his high-performance rotational athlete body down to the ground while still in a chair that was frankly too high. Shane Reardon, the chair was still too high.
You want to do this?
Oh, here we go, Jim. Here we go, Tony.
It's the combination of factors, I believe. But one thing that could have helped is if I... got my considerable backside out of my chair and went and grabbed the baseball on the floor instead of making the high-performance rotational athlete do it.
Yes.
Just execute a throw.
Yes.
When you tried to throw the candy bar at me the other day, you messed that up.
I get rattled.
When you toss the baseball to the baseball player, you rolled it off the table and made him bend over.
It was terrible. Absolutely terrible. And when he reaches, on the video, you can see it, back and to the left. He reaches back and to the left, I believe. That's prime hamstring injury material where he's reaching, correct?
Yeah, no, I absolutely. So, I mean, we're all in agreement Joe Kelly's hamstring injury is mostly your fault. But I am interested in what percentage of the blame Shane feels. That is something that I do think should be explored.
Why is that?
I mean, if the height of the seat was not able to be adjusted correctly, you tried to adjust the seat for him.
So if the height of the seat was adjusted, that would have solved the fact that we were asking Joe Kelly to show pitch grips on the radio?
excuse me. Oh. You liked the idea. Don't go there.
Yeah, I liked it until he hurt his hamstring.
That's when the idea fell apart.
The 212 people on Twitch saw it.
Man. We like them, though. They're important. And we try to get more of them. I thought that was the whole thing. So here's the deal. I was saying that the chair height was an issue and trying to point towards Shane purely as a deflection. It's time for me to go ahead and cop to that and just kind of live with it, because once Joe Kelly got in the chair, I was able right there to comfortably help him with the height of the chair. It was not an issue. His body weight of the chair is what changed things. He was exactly where he wanted to be. It's not on Shane.
Okay. It's big of you to fall on that sword.
Yeah.
It was
Double-edged sword of pain.
But no, I got to admit, you know, I'm not really one to really believe in a higher power. But
yes.
But Tanny, that's a pretty damn convincing argument for the baseball gods, man. It had me spooked last night.
And he was pitching well. He comes in, he gets the two Ks. I'm thinking, man, it's the mound visit that everybody knew about, that he told us about. You got Panetti and Stone, who happened to be name checking the show and the appearance, all excited about Joe Kelly, and then everything came crashing down.
Yeah.
Joe Kelly the other day spent some time with our friends Danny Parkins and Matt Spiegel.
Yes.
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 Is that, you know, a that yes? That happens, is that a yes? He was there. A yes. They are our friends. A yes. Those people exist.
Yes. Go on. I think that was like a yes. Go on. Continue. I'm
Joe Kelly. The other day, spent some time with our friends Danny Parkins and Matt Spiegel.
Yes.
And he's going to be dead.
That's what happened.
Oh man.
Hey, but Jake Berger. Come on. There were some positives there. There's Jake Berger home run.
Oh, yeah, they won a game.
Great defensive game by Tim Anderson. Great defensive play by Moncada in the ninth. It was a nice game. Nice win for the White Sox.
And a lovely night at the ballpark. Once the rain cleared away and they opened the windows there in the press box, a lovely night to be there. I didn't stay all the way until the end, unfortunately, because it wasn't even 16-3. But
I would have left this Cubs game today, I'll tell you that. I don't know what those people were doing. I know you guys are like, oh, it's a park and there's nowhere better to be, and they serve $12 beers. No. Your team losing by double digits with a rain delay mixed in with two bad baseball teams. See you later.
Maybe Reds fans hung around in Cincinnati. Because they don't get to win much, so they were enjoying that, like feasting on the feelings today. I'll tell you this much: I think Justin Steele's barrel percentile is probably gone down from the 99th percentile that I shared with him the other day. I mean, I'm sure he's concerned. Obviously, I'll have to check that out. Maybe we should book him again for Sunday. I can fill him in on it.
I listened to him post game. He was just
not happy.
Like you'd seen a ghost.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a really cool stat. Thanks for sharing that with me.
Yeah, no problem. No problem.
He's not
Justin.
In that good of a mood.
Did you mush Justin Steele too?
I don't believe so.
Man, interesting thoughts.
All right, I'll check the barrel percentile.
Jesus
on
Christ.
Good old baseball savant.
It was his first start since you
check
shared
the mush percentile on yourself.
Yeah, it's 100.
Elite. the 80 grade mush.
You two are like the Bash Brothers of mush.
Thank you.
I'm Jose Canseco. Yeah, that's perfect.
He's down to 98. He was at 99. He's down to 98 in the barrel percentile. Still pretty good. Still pretty good.
Oh, that, there's no way that's been updated after today's game.
It's possible.
No chance, dude.
It seems like a lot of barrels.
You don't have that type of third inning and go down 1% when the sample size has been that small. There's no way that's been updated.
Yeah.
It was a terrible game, man. That was just a big old dumb sporting event. And, you know, one of the things that people have been saying is, well, the run differential for the Cubs is what it is. It's impressive. And then people will say, well, but you got to take out that 21-0 game that they had against the Pirates. It's regressing back to where it should be.
Well, yeah, well, if we take out the 21-0 game, you can also take out this 15-run differential, and you probably get a much more fair representation of who they are.
Or just leave them both in, and it's becoming more of a fair representation.
There you go.
Like, it's now a negative run differential for the season.
It still would suggest
that their record is a little bit worse than it should be with just a negative 8 run differential, but, like, run differential is a good stat, but it is a good stat once you have a large body of work. And so when you have a small sample size and you have a 21-0 win in baseball, run differential means basically nothing. But then when you lose by 15 to a team that hadn't scored more than 8 runs in a game all season and is arguably the worst roster in the entire sport, all of a sudden now it started to regress a little bit.
You know, I don't know a lot about baseball, Danny, but I would say that I don't think Andrelton Simmons should pitch anymore. I'm just going to go out and say that.
I found it entertaining.
After giving up 5 runs. I actually want to talk about that at some point a little bit later on, position players pitching and a little rule change that went into effect today. But we got a lot to do. Is Bill Fichtner today? Are we inviting Bill Fichtner to Chicago Christmas later on today?
In 40 minutes.
Yeah.
It's really the only reason I showed up to work today.
But you stayed home.
That's true.
That's a good call, actually.
That's true.
It's really the only reason I stayed home for work today.
It's that better? Really the only reason I got out of bed and turned on the radio equipment today. Bill Fichtner, character actor, who played, it was in a movie with Ray Liotta, by the way.
Man.
R.I.P. to Ray Liotta. He will join us today in 40 minutes. He had promised that he would come into Chicago for Bills Bears, but the schedule, gods did not shine gracefully upon us. That game is now on Christmas Eve. We are expecting Bill Fichtner to not come to that game anymore. But we don't know. Shane, you do not know. His assistant did not tip you off. We do not know what he's going to say.
Correct. We have no idea what Bill, old Billy boy, is going to say at 5:20.
Okay. Tanny, I'm guessing we haven't discussed it. Is 5 o'clock going to be an emotional tribute today?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's pretty meta. It's pretty meta when you can put a guy in the treatment that has now been given to so many.
Really. Yeah, well, absolutely. Like a Goodfellas treatment for Ray Liotta. People were DMing me asking about it. I was like, yeah, man, I assume so. But that – so coming up, emotional tribute in 20 minutes. Bill Fichtner in 40 minutes. We can get into position players pitching. Want to hear more about your night at the ballpark last night. It can circle back around to a conversation we were having yesterday. We're here until 6 o'clock. It's Parkinson Spiegel on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Spend some time with our friends Danny Parkins and Matt Spiegel.
Yes.
Afternoons on The Score.
Jack lights it up.
Nice win for the White Sox last night. They've got another one against the Red Sox tonight with Dallas Keuchel on the mound. Disastrous game for the Cubs today. Giving up a 20 spot
to the Cincinnati Reds. Jake Berger with the home run last night. You just heard our friend Jason Benetti with the call on NBC Sports Chicago. Have a good time last night, Speaks, at the game?
I had a great time at the game, man. There's just very few things in life I like more than hanging around the ballpark and talking to people. And just like old school folks we haven't seen on the media front. Like, I hadn't seen Mark Gonzalez in a while. That's a delightful guy, Mark Gonzalez.
Yeah, I love Gonzo. Yeah.
Yep, and our new friend Rob Bradford, who is working closely with Joe Kelly on Baseball Isn't Boring. Talked to him for a while in the clubhouse. Just
before the injury or after the injury?
It was before the injury. Mm. And then after the injury, I did text a personal apology to Rob Bradford that he could share with Joe Kelly. But he said, I think he's going to be fine. He's not fine this morning. So are they close? I don't know. I don't even know if they're legit close. But I'll tell you this. This is good to know, and I know that Tanny especially will appreciate that the warm and welcoming vibe of Ed Farmer's radio booth is alive and well. That is still the warmest and most welcoming booth in town. Like, went up there, and Paul's rang, and it's Connor McKnight, and everybody's just like, oh, hello, hey. You know, it's a party. It always was, and I feel like they are carrying Ed Farmer's legacy on in that way, which was a really nice and warm thing to see.
Good. I saw your picture with the Polish sausage from last night. You were welcomed into the booth. That's a love. Was that you didn't say you were going into the radio booth last night? That's a good hang.
Yeah, well, I wasn't planning to, but then I was there a little early, so that's wanted good. To hang out. But
it's its own magnetic force.
It really
you
is.
You don't really have no choice but to go up and see those guys and say hello in the Mark Zerang radio booth, which is now basically the Ed Farmer booth, which is on the Hawk Harrelson broadcast level. And then Ozzy coined the Ed Farmer bathroom on that level as well. So that was long before Ed passed, but so the Ed Farmer bathroom's there as well. I don't know if you had a chance to stop by and visit.
And somehow the whole thing just makes me think of Bob Grimm, the former head of broadcast.
Rightfully so, yeah.
Relations, you know?
Go ahead. I was going to ask you about your problem with position players pitching, but we
can get to that. Yeah, no, that's cool because also you gave me a homework assignment last night as I was getting ready to leave for the ballpark. So I took care of that homework assignment as well. But a position play. Here's the deal: there's too freaking many of them, man. I love it. I think
too
it's
many
funny.
Position players.
Yeah, no, too many position players pitching. Oh. People are scrambling and panicked to fill up innings with Major League Baseball because starters are done after 4 2/3. Charlie Morton last night taken out in the fifth for the Braves. That's a veteran who can throw innings. Like, it just happens all the time. And it coincides with this news that just came today that they're going to extend the maximum number of pitchers allowed on the roster of 14. That was supposed to end on the 2nd of May. Man, it was supposed to be about short spring training, and you know, so it part of the expanded roster, they cut the roster back to 26 and 14 pitchers, but they extended it for all of May. Now it's extended until June 19th. It creates a roster crunch for position players. It creates one less spot for a position player because they're allowing 14 pitchers, and for a lot of teams that means 10 relievers. At least 9 relievers, but some of them do 10 relievers for a while, and they shuffle it in and out based on the schedule and being able to do it. It's just too many damn pitchers, man.
Well, so what's the solution? Because starters aren't going deeper into games. We know that. You know, you could legislate it. You could go the other way and say, maximum number of pitchers allowed on a roster,
12,
and position players not allowed to pitch. Like you if you did the double barrel, you would have pitchers staying in the games longer, whether it was starters or you would, like the Alec Mills role, right? Like the long relief role, the guy who can come in and throw 40 to 70 pitches. Like, every team would probably try to employ two of those guys. Mm-hmm. For crazy games like that. Like, we don't care about your stats. We don't care about your ERA. When we need you to wear one, positively or negatively, that's just your job on this team. Here's a few million dollars. Like, not a bad gig if you can get it. Like, you right. could legislate it that way, but I don't think that the players' union would love a scenario where guys are forced to throw more innings because of how much of a chance there is for injury.
Yeah, no, I think that's true. I think it's a complicated situation because here we are with even more pitchers and still position players are pitching like crazy. Like
based on how the rules are now, though, it is the right thing to do.
Oh, for sure.
With so many games and so few days because of the compressed schedule, like there's no reason to throw worthwhile relief pitchers. Like, put a shortstop out there. Let them throw 40 miles an hour.
I think a maximum of 12 pitchers on a Major League Baseball roster. You know, if you are really trying to reinstill some of the things that are dying from the game, if you do want to extend the starting pitcher outing, if you do want relievers to be able to face guys from both sides, which is part of the idea with the three batter rule, like if you really do want that, there are people out there who like the idea of a maximum number of pitchers at like 12. 13 is usually where people go when they can max out. Right now, being able to max out at 14, everybody's like, yep, sign me up. And that means if for certain teams, you end up with a crazy crunch and you end up with a Jake Berger situation where you're like, well, who goes down when Luis Robert comes back? Probably Jake Berger. And if it's not Jake Berger, then you got to think about who, Leury Garcia. No, you're paying him and his versatility is actually a plus. Is it Gavin Sheets? Tony loves his handedness. He's probably not going to send down a lefty outfielder like Gavin Sheets. If you had that extra spot and the pitchers were back minimized to 13, then you could have more of the bats that you need to generate offense, and the offense is what's needed. So I think
the
it's going to end up
being offense, and the more that pitchers have to not go max velocity, in theory, their stuff gets a little worse, and that also would generate offense.
Correct.
Right. It works in both directions. I will say I don't know if there is, much of a likelihood of starting pitchers going deeper into games. Like I think that you could easily see more bullpen games, more openers, more guys throwing two or three innings a couple of times a week.
You think the third time through the lineup strategy and the data that it provides is
correct.
Here to stay. That's
correct.
That's
the math won. It's like the three-pointer in basketball. It is not going away. Yeah. In basketball, you'd have to push back the three-point line 3 or 4 feet, right? It would have to be a drastic change to have there be less three-point attempts per game. I think you'd have to do something, like, very, very drastic to the fundamental, like, essence of how the diamond is configured to have starting pitchers that are not marquee, elite-caliber guys going deeper into games because the data is just there. It's a data sport, and the data is there.
The data is there, and now the strategy dictated by the data is completely and utterly ingrained in the way that these guys prepare, the way they game plan, the way they work out and ready themselves. So, yeah, that ship probably has unfortunately sailed. I will say this. It'll be a small part of it, but I think seven-inning doubleheaders are going to come back next year as part of a elimination of some innings. Every once in a while, it gets eliminate those innings.
Very, very small.
Yep,
that's a Band-Aid.
Nobody said my sport was smart, Danny. Nobody did.
No, but I mean, but what I'm saying is that even if you were really smart, I think that this is a product of the pitchers getting too good, and the data being too finely tuned. I don't know that this is a product of stupidity. I think this is just a product of how damn good they are, honestly, and how much of an understanding they have what happens to those pitchers when you get to see them a third time in a game, that it's just you're not unringing that bell. Like, that is just a classic example. Every sport has them. As we get smarter, we have more analytics, we have more statistics. The goal is to win, but it is in conflict with the watchability of the product.
Right.
But the guys that are making the managerial decisions and the front office decisions are going to try to win. So they are ultimately going to continue to try to do that. I don't think you can unring that bell. Bill Fichtner worked with Ray Liotta, who passed away today at the age of 67. He'll join us in 25 minutes and also tell us if he's going to come hang out over Christmas for Bills and Bears. I love the stupidity of this show. An emotional Goodfellas tribute to Ray Liotta next on The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.